No need to fear, so be of good cheer. Let everyone hear, Jesus Christ has risen. Fear of the grave need not make us numb. Thanks to Jesus, the best is yet to come. For on the other side, the gates are open wide. So let us shout with pride, Jesus Christ has risen. I'm as grateful as I can be. Jesus Christ has risen for me. I'm as grateful as I can be. Jesus Christ has risen for you, 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 you and me. Yes!
Amen, Brother Lee.
Come sit down.
Father Clay is.
Yeah, he's coming in. Let him do his thing now. Come on, Pastor.
There he is.
We got to wait. Yeah, we got to wait. He's on the manual. 99 or something. I says, how you doing? He looked at me and said, I'm still waiting.
Please stand for the entrance song.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, yes, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, yes, I'm gonna let it shine. All through my neighborhood, yes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, oh, let it shine, let it shine. Brothers and sisters, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Everybody, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, all through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everybody!
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Now don't you try and blow it out, this little light of mine. Don't you try and blow it out,
this little light of mine. Now don't you try and blow it out, this little light of mine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everybody,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, now hold it high for all to see. I'm gonna let it shine.
Come on, everybody, hold it up and let everybody see.
I'm gonna let it shine. Hold it high for all to see. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everybody!
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I think you're too quiet. We welcome the Barbary Coast Band. They say they are not the pirates from the Barbary Coast. So since they have said this, I have not locked anything up. But this is, we do this every year. We've done it for a long, long time. And it's a big privilege to have you here. You guys are number one. And all the rest are number one too. Well, see, that's possible. Because with God, everybody is number one. And that's something really good to remember. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to life everlasting. The glory is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. May your grace, O loving God, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated now.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich and food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. The second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. And he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.'" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. The gospel story tells us that we're invited to come to the banquet. And what is the banquet? We give the name heaven, which means not a place that we are. It means where everyone and everything are filled with love for one another. It's the state of being where only love exists. Think about that. I remember we used to taught heaven to somebody you went for when you were good. Thank God that's not true. Because God does not rest till we're all home safe. We're not safe till we're all enveloped in the love that God is. And what does it mean, really, to be a Christian? It means that we, as I see it, for us to be open to allow that love of God to enter in us more and more deeply, to change us, to gradually, through the grace of God, to let go of our animosity, our need for revenge, where love goes out to everyone. And of course, we're only partly on the way, and we don't do that anywhere near perfectly, and I don't either. You see, spirituality's got nothing to do with how smart we are, how rich or how poor we are, whether we're good-looking or not good-looking, whether successful or not Spirituality has nothing to do with those things. I remember this happened, this is in real life. There's a couple next door to where I was living. And the man in the house, he bought a new car. And I was talking to his wife afterwards, and she said, you know what he did? He bought a new car that's the same color as the last one we had. Now nobody's going to know that we got a new car. Like it makes a difference. The point is, what people think of us doesn't really matter. Now it does to us because we haven't been filled with the love. Now nobody will know we haven't got a new car. That's the truth. Remember, spirituality's got nothing to do with these things. It's the openness that allows that love that God is to enter into us, to cleanse us, to forgive us, to learn gradually not to hate, to be forgiving. And we're just kind of on the way. But spirituality has got nothing to do with all these other kinds of things. It is allowing the love that God is to change us deep inside. And when that's fulfilled, we call it heaven. But you see, it's good to be on the way. A little bit. Let God work in us. That's hard. It's hard because we like to be in control. We like that. And so we tell God what to do. Come on, God, now I need this, and I'd like to have it by Friday at 3:30. That is the most stupid thing we can ever do. Well, among the most stupid things. We got a lot of stupid things. Because it's got nothing to do with it. I liked it. There's a Flannery O'Connor has a kind of vision which I'd like to share with you a little bit, which tells us that these other things don't matter. Anyway, this woman who was quite a famous woman, and she had a reasonable amount of money, and everything was just fine for them, and so on. And they thought of themselves as very superior to those people who are so poor. They had this, and all this kind of stuff like that, and so on. And so there's this vision. She sees, oh, all the people marching in to go to heaven. And what she sees is, the group that she's with, there are very proper people. They've got a reasonable amount of money. Not real wealthy, but just, they always dress perfectly. They get to church every single day. And they dress properly for church. They do everything just so sweet and nice. And she looks ahead. There's a whole bunch of people in front of her marching to heaven. Well, they have music too. The proper people had good music, like Barbara Ghost Band. These others had music too, but they're off tune most of the time. They had their clothes on, but they were kind of dirty and was all kinds of things like that. They kind of stumbled half the time, you know. They couldn't walk very well. And she wondered, how come all of this kind of people is up there ahead of us? She couldn't figure it out. Well, finally, they keep on marching. And all the lowly people get to heaven first. And so God welcomes them to come in. Come in and share the love that I am, and so on. And then they start talking about these other people back there. And God says, you know, those people look down on you. They really do. They think you're not worthwhile, really. You're just the riffraff. And then these ordinary people say, well, that's okay. You know, that's the way she grew up. That's the way her parents were. They taught her that they were superior to everybody else. That's why they're doing that. They got caught in that. And so he says, God, now listen. These people, these ordinary people saying, you have mercy on us. You must have mercy on those people too. We're very, very different, have different backgrounds and things like that. But God, remember, you love everybody. Which means you don't hold that against them now, even though it's not a proper way of living, a really good way of living. They're welcome to come in too. And so all of these proper people then march into heaven as well. They all get together and they realize we're all the same. We're all the same. Nobody's better than somebody else. Nobody's more important. We're all sharing the love that God is. And we're at peace. Flannery O'Connor, I just kind of moved. That's not exactly the way she wrote it, but I put some of the stuff in there. But you see, what we search so often in this world doesn't count. Think about that. It's important that people think I'm wonderful. It means nothing. We get caught in it, though. We all need enough to live. We should have enough finances for reasonable living, and we have enough to eat and take care of the kids and stuff like that. But also money can take, you know, say, oh, I got to have some more. I've only got $3 billion now. I don't know what I'm going to do. It catches us. If you ask somebody, what does it mean in the United States of America to be a success? Is it not having money and power? There are only two things that Jesus said are terribly dangerous: money and power. Those are going to get you. Jesus wasn't worried about lots of other kind of stuff, you know. He didn't get into all the bedroom stuff, and he didn't get into that. Money and power, because Jesus, that's going to get you, and you will forget the love. I just put this out for us to ponder. God is love. We are in the image of God, which means we can love too. But only love will make us happy. Nothing else will. It doesn't make any difference what color the car is. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. I would just like to ask you, what I'm saying maybe sounds kind of mystical, and it is, but that's what's real. It's the only thing that counts, to allow that love that God is to transform us and deepen our love for each other. And I must say also, this includes the politicians. This is a bit tough. People. In the long run, it's people. And how do we know good politicians? When they're for helping the people. How do we know that we're good clergy? if we're helping the people. I used to think being a priest made me special. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but that was one of the stupidest. I'm special because I'm a priest. And that's not true. I am just exactly like you. I do some good, I do some bad. I sin sometimes, sometimes big, sometimes little, just like all the rest of us. And God loves us. Why? Because we're all God's kids. And God does not rest. We're all home safe. That place where we're all safe, we call heaven. And God doesn't rest till everybody is welcome. When I get old, I'll understand this. But I do think it's true. I really do. Please ponder it. Take it home. And let that love of God, which is in us already, help me, God. Help me lose all these different kinds of ambitions and things which don't mean anything. Help me love a little bit more. And I would suggest also, when we receive communion, the same thing. And keep our hearts open, our minds open, to let that love that God is to penetrate us, to cleanse us, to forgive us, to give us strength, to give us courage. God is beautiful. God is beautiful. It's all love. And will keep with us and working with us. And even after we die, God still keeps working because we're not full lovers yet. I tell the people sometimes, once you really believe that God is beautiful, I can quit preaching and you'll get out of here in 30 minutes. God bless you. I love you. I do. You can love me too, because I kind of like it too. Just let that love come in. We can't do it by ourselves, but we can let God do it in us. After I have a sermon, I forget where I am. Let's see. Oh, okay. But we'll now have the Apostles' Creed.